An effort to remap Alaska celebrated its halfway mark today during a sky-breaking ceremony in Anchorage. KSKA's Monica Gokey has more on what the project means for the state.
Alaska is 57% mapped. That's the milestone celebrated today at the FedEx hangar in Anchorage. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell gave the keynote by telecast, and a handful of GIS bigwigs flew in for the event. Nick Master DeCasa with the Department of Transportation is one of the project's leaders in Alaska.
When this whole thing started in 2006, I found out that Mars was better mapped, more recently mapped, and more accurately mapped than Alaska.
A lot of the current mapping data used in Alaska is 40 or 50 years old. It was collected using manual cartography techniques that are now obsolete. One of the big drawbacks to some of that old data is that it isn't always accurate. Here's Master DeCasa describing the situation to talk of Alaska host Steve Heimel on this week's program.
There are some ridgelines we've seen that are close to 1,000 meters off. It's not as bad as we originally thought, but it's bad. We are seeing valleys that are horizontally displaced by half a mile.
You probably get the picture that these kinds of mapping errors are a very big deal if you're a pilot. For example, if you're flying through mountainous terrain and your flight path suddenly gets socked in, you really want your GPS device to be accurate. The new data being collected with this mapping initiative is accurate within millimeters. $41 million have been spent on the project so far, and that money is coming in from a multitude of different state and federal agencies. The data collection process is expensive. It involves a technology called IFSAR. Kevin Gallagher of USGS explains.
IFSAR is interferometric synthetic aperture radar. It's essentially a radar, but by projecting it at the ground and measuring the reflectance back, gives you a very highly detailed elevation map.
In addition to aviation, the high-quality dataset also has significant implications for mineral development and resource management purposes. This data, Gallagher says, is also going to become even more significant as climate change begins to reshape the North.
Because the data we're collecting now is going to serve as a baseline to understand the changes that are occurring out on the landscape.
Gallagher hopes the remapping project will be finished within another 2 to 3 years, which will bring Alaska's maps on par with those in the lower 48 and on Mars. In Anchorage, I'm Monica Gokey.